Played to Cook. He throws to the left. Walker. Hurries
to pass.
They're in. They're in. Campbell Graham. He's over. 42 seconds to go. They might as well forego the kick and get three tackles.
Yeah.
Reynolds, he's going to have to hurry. Time is ticking. 28 seconds left. Forego the kick, Adam. As soon as he kicks it, whether it's through or wide, the clock stops. 18 seconds remain. Ball on the tee. Here he comes. 10 in for touch. Not a bad strike, but he pulls it. 10 seconds remain. 10 seconds. One play to go 100 metres. 16-10. This game deserved a grandstand finish, and it will come down to the very last play. Nicol Klokstad is back on. It's 13 on 13. The Raiders have waited 25 years for a grand final spot. They have to wait 11 grueling, excruciating seconds more to finally make it to the big game. Time is called off, of course, so they can take as long as they want the Raiders to put this ball on the tee. Everyone is standing. I haven't seen this since the 2015 grand final, when Thurston had a kick to win the comp. The Raiders have one play to survive. Here's the long kickoff.
Here we go.
A grand final spot comes down to this. Ball is thrown from right to left. Comes to Walker. Walker, a little chip and chase. Canberra back there. Now Murray kicks it ahead. But Canberra's still back there. Followed on by Simonson. It's over. Oh! It's over. Break out the line. Green milk. They're coming to the grand final. The Raiders have done it. Grand final drought is over. 25 years. But tonight it feels like it's been worth the wait. Canberra, last time premiers in 1994, will play next Sunday night at ANZ Stadium. What grit, what determination, what a team, what resolve. And what a scene here at Canberra Stadium as the Green Machine song breaks out. And spare a thought for South Sydney.
Oh, yeah.
They were magnificent
yes,
tonight.
They were.
They tried everything. There was nothing more they could give. But tonight was about destiny, and that destiny belongs to the Canberra Raiders. This has been a night no one here will ever, ever forget. No one in the crowd, no one in the boxes. It's been extraordinary. And Canberra, they're not done yet. They've got one more. They play the Roosters or they play the Storm next Sunday night at ANZ Stadium.
Can't remember the last time I saw a defensive ever like that, Dan. Incredible defence. And at the end, it was just too much for South Sydney. I think they had so many chances. What was it, seven repeat sets? It was a 2019 record. And they did it on the biggest stage, but they just, it was impregnable. They just could not crack this Canberra defence. What a performance.
Emma Lawrence with Josh Hodgson.
Oh, wow.
Josh Hodgson, that was unbelievable. How does it feel? You're in the grand final.
Oh, it's, I'm a little bit lost for words at the moment. It's been a long year. I thought the effort from the boys tonight was outstanding, especially when Charns went off. We've had, numerous times this year when we've been down to 12 men and we've probably lifted in intensity, and I thought we did that in that 10-minute period. A little bit, nervous in that last bit when they scored a try. It was probably, a mindset thinking that we'd done it. Could have gone the other way, so we needed to be better there, but just over the moon.
25,000 fans here. You guys haven't made a grand final since 94. What does it mean to this community that you've done it?
Oh, just listen to the atmosphere tonight. The full city's 10 green. It's surreal. It honestly is. It's been really hard, to be honest, to keep out that kind of bubble when everyone's talking about the grand final and trying to stay focused on this week, because that game could have gone either way. South's really brought it to us tonight off the back of two really physical games that they've had as well. So I thought that week off really helped us with our energy levels, and just over the moon at the moment.
Up to you, boys.
Hodjo, amazing performance, mate. Congratulations. It's just, we're up in the commentary box. We're amazed at how hard you guys from both teams tonight just went at each other. Was it as physical on the field as it looked like it was up here?
Yeah, it was, mate. That was two very desperate teams. I was doing everything they can to win the game, as it's going to be in prelims. And I thought it was probably the toughest game we've had this year in terms of, you know, game speed and the physicality, which is obviously going to happen in these games. And I'm really going to enjoy the moment tonight and enjoy the build up this week and then get ready to go next weekend.
But yeah,
Josh, it must have felt like Groundhog Day standing behind that try line. Seven repeat sets they got on you guys, but I mean, defensively, mate, to be able to hold them out, yeah, for that long down that tight, I think. That, by the end, when you guys just ran in a couple of tries, I think they were done. I mean, they just couldn't break that defence.
Well, when you're a team and you keep getting, you know, repeat set and teams keep turning you away, we know what that can take out of you as a side. And I thought we was really good at that tonight. I thought in areas in good ball, we needed to be a hell of a lot better in terms of really piling on the pressure with them. But when you've got that kind of effort and that kind of attitude, you're never going to be too far away.
We've got to let you go, but how's your head?
Yeah. A bit fuzzy at the moment. We'll see how we go.
Okay, all right.
Thank you,
James.
Well done, mate.
Congratulations. So they've done it. The Canberra Raiders have won the Battle of Britain and they've made their first grand final in a long, long time. Oh, they're going berserk here. What was the crowd? 26,900. Yeah. If 500 people have left, I'd be stunned.
No, there's 29 here now, Dan. They're coming in.
Amazing scenes.
Yeah. That's exactly what did it though, Dan, and it can damage your confidence so much when you're just repelled and repelled and repelled and everything that you do you just can't convert. Eventually it just becomes too much.
Here we go again.
Papali, well, he just saw that moment. He was the man. I thought him and Whiten in that second half. Whiten's defence out on that left side was incredible tonight. Some of his one-on-one defence when Sam Burgess was running at him down that side and Ethan Lowe was over there for a period. It was quite incredible. So, yeah, certainly their senior players, Hodgson as well, and Bateman, Whitehead a little quiet tonight. But I thought those three for the Raiders were just exceptional.
Ricky Stewart, wow, congratulations with you, Emma Lawrence.
Ricky, congratulations. It has been an incredible season. Are there words to describe how this feels?
Oh, no, it's just a wonderful moment for the club.
How do you put into words, you look around, I know it's emotional seeing what this means to the community. It's more than just a game of footy to them, isn't it?
No, this is Canberra, and we couldn't have done it without those people here tonight. That was a one tough performance, and that just shows you what's within this, the heart and this... in this community and region, and we replicate that by playing it.
Up to you, boys.
Yeah, Ricky, congratulations. South Sydney tonight, did they surprise you with their resilience and that performance after what we've seen over the last couple of weeks?
No, I was surprised by all the comment this week, mate, in regards to they're busted and it's a matter of us just walking on the field. That's delusional to think that at this time of the year. I just believe that you get to the stage here like this, it's a semi-final to get into a grand final, and it's bloody... there was comment all through the week that we had to put up with, and, you know, we had to embrace the environment down here. We had to embrace the fact that we were favourites, and, you know, that's great education for the team. It was a wonderful performance under a lot of adversity.
Sticky, I'm looking around this field, I'm seeing a sea of green. I know you're a very emotional player when you played. I saw you in the dressing room before the game at halftime with your players. You love this bunch of blokes. I can tell that. What does it mean for you, in particular as a coach, to be going to the grand final after the last time you played in one? It was in 1994 with these guys.
I just want all I wanted for these players, MG, was to reach their potential, and we were the only people that probably really believed our goal at the start of the year that we could be a top four team, and then we can go on from there. We talked about wanting to win a grand final. Now we've got an opportunity to. Doesn't mean it gets easier, but now we've got a chance to, mate.
I know it's going to happen all this week. You know that the rhetoric's going to be about Papali and that tackle on Dewey. What were your thoughts on it?
Well, mate, you've made 1,000 of them. What would you think?
Oh, nothing in it.
There's a wonderful tackle. It shouldn't have been a report, shouldn't have been a penalty. MG, our game's got real issues if there's an issue with that tackle. Our game is a collision game. Our game is a tough game. That's why you get 28,000 people here at this ground, because they want to see these Warriors play. And we saw two wonderful football teams here tonight, and the way South's the way South's aimed up was just an absolute credit to the South's club. And you know, I know we won't have any problem at all with Josh Papali's tackle.
Well said, mate. Congratulations, brother.
Well done, Stick.
Congratulations. Thanks. Rick. Well done. And Ricky's starting the campaign. Not that he doesn't believe what he's saying, of course, but I think Ricky knows that
the narrative is going to be all about that.
Well, midday tomorrow, I mean, between now and midday is the most important time, because once the charge sheet comes out, there's not much. Okay, you can go to the judiciary, but you've sort of you've set the course.
The MRC are in lockdown as we speak, Dan. They won't be leaving the room.
And what did Ricky say? If that if he misses a grand final for that, there's a lot wrong with our game.
Well, yeah, you've got to agree with him. I mean, he's a strong tackler.
Yeah,
and we know as rugby league connoisseurs when we see something ordinary happen on a footy field. And we also know when
bad things are going to happen sometimes.
Collisions happen in rugby league. It's like when Hargraves got off.
Yeah.
When there was kind of mitigating circumstances. I can't believe you'd ever miss a grand final for an aggressive tackle like that.
John Bateman. Now, he's done this in the Super League a couple of times, but tonight was, let's get his thoughts on tonight and now getting to play in the NRL Grand Final. Here's Emma Lawrence.
Wow, John Bateman, congratulations. This is pretty special, isn't it?
Yeah, and fantastic turnout today for us and a fantastic result. That's what we spoke about through the week, just getting that result, and that's what we've done today.
We just spoke to Ricky, and he had tears in his eyes as he was talking about what it means to this group, but this community in general. Talk to me, though, about the influence of Ricky on this group.
Honestly, he's Canberra through and through. You can't really ask for much more of him, to be fair. The city's been shouting out for this for years now, and what he brings to the club, it's fantastic, and he breathes that through the squad, and we feel that as well.
Up to you, boys.
Yeah, John, congratulations. What did you make of the Raiders' performance tonight? Defensively really good. What did you make of the attack?
You know what, mate? It was a scrappy game, very scrappy game. I wouldn't like to know how many tackles we made, to be fair, mate, but a win's a win. It don't matter how you win. If you win, you win, don't you?
You got it.
Certainly right, mate. Grand final week. As Dan mentioned, you've been in a couple overseas in the Super League. This is one week that you'll savour for the rest of your life. Enjoy it, brother.
Cheers, mate. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you very much. What's obvious, now they're buggered, but they're not sort of getting ahead of this. Josh Hodgson was so cool and calm, and it's that sort of maturity that obviously explains why those Englishmen are so important. You just can't imagine. They're not a young team. Okay, only one player in this lineup has been to an NRL grand final, and here's wonderful scenes, by the way. John Sutton, well, didn't he go out when he saw tonight? Yeah. He went out as a Warrior, his final game in the NRL. 336 games, ninth greatest in the history of our game. He joined Brad Fittler tonight.
Wow, good stat.
And well over 100 games ahead of the next South Sydney player. So he has set a record that should stand for a long, long time. The premiership-winning captain from 2014. He is forever a South Sydney legend. But tonight it's the Raiders' night. And now the crowd is starting to disperse. Now there's people here working out, okay, what are we doing next Sunday? How are we going to get tickets? How are we going to get up to Sydney? Where are we staying? The fun begins.
Who do we play?
Yeah.
Who do we play?
It's a great week.
The great thing being the first team in the GF, now, and they've got their worries. They've got Papali. They're going to have some injuries as well. But now they can just put the feet up tomorrow night. You'd imagine they probably have dinner somewhere as a group. Every group's different, but they can just watch two teams slug it out. And we expect that to be a slugfest as well up at the SCG. And Ricky Stewart, you know, it's been 15 years since he has made a grand final. In fact, it had been 11 since
2002?
That was the first one.
Yep.
Then 2003-04 losing grand finals to Penrith and the Dogs.
Okay, yep.
I believe it's the longest grand final drought gap between one to the other for a coach.
Wow.
So 15 years, and he seems to have mellowed a lot in that time, doesn't he?
You know what, Dan? He has. He was a really prickly coach. in his early days with the Roosters, and he wouldn't take anything, any type of criticism towards his team, even if it was warranted. These days he has mellowed a lot, and he's reinvented himself. You know, it's a hard sell down here in Canberra to get a player to come to Canberra and ply their trade. But he's, you know what he did? He went the back door.
Yeah.
I'll go to the UK Super League, and I'll get some players out of there that no one's ever seen before. And now they're coming in their droves. There's another one coming next year who's supposed to be a halfback like Gareth Widdop. That's exactly what this team needs to take them. They might win this year.
They weren't perfect tonight,
no,
were they?
No, they weren't perfect.
They won with their defence.
I mean, Johnny Bateman's answer to our question sums up, doesn't it? Hey, you know what? We weren't great today. Defensively, we were good. A win's a win.
Yeah.
Off we go.
Yeah.
They're not going to dwell on it. And that's the kind of influence players like him and Hodgson and Whitehead and the experienced guys, they're not going to go in there kicking cans about what they didn't do tonight. They're going to be up and about, worrying about how they go out and tackle their opponents next Sunday. They've been brilliant. All their senior group tonight, especially, you know, defensively when they needed to maintain their composure on their line, Dan, 7 repeat sets. They're incredible.
Let's go to Josh Papali. What a night for him. He's with you, Emma Lawrence.
How's the body feeling, first of all? That was a tough game.
Yeah, it was. Selfs, they've got a big pack, and, you know, I definitely feel the bruises now.
Yeah. Worried about the tackle? Ricky Stewart seemed to think there'd be no issue at all.
Oh, look, we're going to have to go back to the video and assess a few things there. I thought I hit him on the top of the ball, but, you know, the ref's seeing otherwise.
Up to you, boys.
Well, Josh Papali, what a season you have had. Origin, you've taken your team of Raiders to the grand final. Your own form, my friend, has been scintillating. What have you been doing? What extras have you been doing when no one's been watching?
Not much, just trying to work on my golf game, to be honest.
Well, there's the secret. You've been relaxed away from the footy field.
Yeah, Rapana got me this morning, so I'm going to have to keep working on that.
Hey, Josh, can you tell us about that one moment when you scored that try, the feeling when you looked up there, you knew you basically just took the team through to the grand final and there was 26,000 Raiders fans going crazy. How'd that feel?
Oh, look, it's, you know, I'm still trying to let it sink in, to be honest. It's, you know, I've been here for a long time and we finally get to play a GF. And, yeah, look, we're going to have to go back to the drawing board because whoever we play next is... it's going to be a tough one.
You played some big games, Origin at Suncorp. What was this experience like tonight here at Canberra?
Yeah, massive. It's, you know, it was a dream come true tonight. It's a sold-out crowd in Canberra. It's, you know, these fans have been brave and, you know, they've you know, come out through winter and, you know, we finally get to reward them with a GF.
All right. Well, did you say you played golf this morning?
Yeah, a few of us there, eh?
Wow.
We're in the buggies, though, so it's not too bad.
That's it. Well, outstanding. Good on you, Josh. Good, well done. Good luck this week.
Thanks,
good luck this week.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, he's...
Wow, that's a scoop.
I've never heard of that.
Never heard of it. I wouldn't dare do it because I pulled a... something.
I've played golf. We've all played golf in buggies. Oh, you're still buggered at the end of it. So
as long as they weren't playing the pokies last night.
They might have been. They won, but
so they cracked the light. They got the 6 coins in the major end. Alright, listen, we're going to take the press conferences, I believe. So we'll hear what Wayne Bennett has to say. I'm guessing he'll be nothing but praiseworthy of both his side.
Gallant. Yep.
That's how you want. Isn't that how you want to see your team go?
Go out in the sword.
Oh, did they what?
Yep.
So congratulations to South Sydney on a terrific season, but well done to the Raiders. Off to the grand final. We're back on the other side. Here is the play of the day.
The Triple M NRL play of the day.
Here's Hodgson. He throws to the left of Caesar. Inside to Papali.
He deserves it.
Shakes off it.
The footy this half for the Mitsubishi Triton. Nothing can frighten a Triton.
For McDonald's. Triple M footy.
Yeah, Wayne Bennett coming up shortly here live at his press conference. Triple M rocks the finals for Ream Hot Water and for Macca's. Gentlemen, with Canberra winning 16-10, can we come up with a Macca's I'm loving it moment? How the hell do you decide?
Josh Papali.
Yeah, it's hard to go past Papali.
Papali's winning try, I think, was... Yep. And the fact that happened when they had 12 men on the field as well.
What about Josh Hodgson's match? What about his try saver on Cody Walker over the line? That was incredible.
Yeah, that was one.
That was a skill certified moment of skill.
All right, there we go. And skill certified, get the recognition you deserve. Turn your workplace experience into a nationally recognised qualification with the help of Skills Certified. By the way, expert comments as always, thanks to Bobcat Equipment. Jack League's protein snacks, I don't know if we'll have time to bring them up, but MG, you were partially the way there because you got one.
Half and half, yep.
Wayne Bennett, his live press conference.
Oh, I just think we executed poorly. There's too many errors, too many opportunities for them.
You had about 60% possession there, Wayne, playing against the team 12 men at the end. Is that one that...
What's that?
You had about 60% possession there for the game and playing against the team.
Well, not in that last 10 minutes we didn't have 60% possession. When they were down to 12 men, we turned the ball over, we kicked the ball out in the full, we lost it in the tackle twice. So I don't know how you get to 60% there, but...
Did you lose your way later on in that 10 minutes?
Yeah, absolutely we did. It was an opportunity for us to... To put them under a lot more pressure than we did, but you know we put a kick up that gave them seven tackles and like an extra six in that, and then they scored.
When you mentioned the one-line strips before the game, it's pretty frustrating to see a few of them.
Yeah, it's frustrating. It isn't frustrating. It's you know a new part of the game that a lot of guys aren't used to. Probably in 12 months' time, they'll be more used to what's kind of happening there, and that. But I think we lost about three or four balls on the strips tonight. So but it is what it is, so you know we've got to get better at it. But we did practice it, we knew it was going to happen to us. So.
Some good things out of the game, mate.
How
good it was before
it was.
Positives out of
the game? Oh, well, you're not looking at too many positives right now. You know, you want to be in the game next week, you're not going to be there, so... There's nothing else. There's no going back to train or anything like that. So no, I'm not looking at anything positive. I mean, the bottom line for us was that we knew we had to do it or not. We had to execute. You know, and we didn't come up in that department.
How'd Sam finish, mate? It looked like a couple of times there in the second half he was battling with
his shoulder. Yeah, I haven't spoke to him, so I'm not sure. I didn't ask.
Was an injury the reason why he came off? Or
just... No, they looked pretty buggered when I brought him off. That was the reason I brought him off.
One, that lack of execution, what does that fall back on?
Oh, it falls back on pressure. It falls back on attention to a bit of detail. You know, like they got two tries off kicks. You know, we dropped the ball on the try line and we lost another ball in the air. And you know, it was a contested ball. It could have gone either way that one. I'll probably live with that one a bit better than the other one, but... That's the type of stuff that, you know, in these type of games, it really hurts as well. Plus, you know, a lot of handling errors at crucial times in the game where they weren't making many and they were, you know, taking the opportunities.
There's a period in the first half early on when I think Josh Hodgson, the commentators mentioned you got a head knock, you stayed in the field. And
sure.
During that time, created a try.
Yeah.
Did you see that? Did you have an issue with that?
Yeah, I saw it, but, you know... I'm not going to buy into the head knock opinions because I know what the rules are. The South Sydney doctors know what the rules are. They live by those, and I'm happy for them to do that. What other clubs do with their players is their prerogative, and you know I'm not going to challenge that type of stuff. It's nothing to do with me, actually.
Did you make much of the policy when you got the report?
Yeah, no, I didn't. I didn't. I just knew the way he hit him. I just thought it was more of a shoulder charge, but it really wasn't because he did wrap his arm in the end. So, but I didn't take much notice after that, so I don't really know. I didn't even realise. I probably didn't think we were going to get him get a penalty out of it. But
it's probably hard to see now, but do you still see it as a relatively successful season considering the stuff you've overcome?
Not really.
No. Why is that? Why is that? Just because?
Well, they were here this time last year and they failed and didn't get it right, and we got here again tonight and had our chances and. You know, if we'd have executed and we got beaten, I'd be a lot happier with that with us, you know, but we just, in the end of the night, you know, we had our chances and we didn't grab them.
Yeah.
what did you think of the Raiders?
Yeah, well, they were persistent. They probably wouldn't be happy with their game. They'd be happy with the fact that they won. Obviously, that goes with the territory, but they were resilient footy team. They kept turning up and trying hard. We certainly had them under pressure at times, and they had us under plenty of pressure, so they're there now. It's got every opportunity in the world to win it, and they've shown they can do that. So they've beaten the Storm twice this year, and there hasn't been much in the games between them and the Roosters. So.
John Sutton as well, mate. Obviously, the end of a great career.
Yeah, it is. It is the end of a great career, and we'll miss him next year. But he got it with his head held high. I think he's. I've just been privileged to be able to coach him for 12 months. You don't know what players bring sometimes. You watch them play over a long period of their careers, but. He's been a great club man, great guy around the team, and highly skilled. And I think towards the end of his career, they kind of dumbed it out of him. His skill level, he's got such a high skill level, he just doesn't always back himself with it, which I was at him all season to do. But he'll be missed, and we'll have to find a replacement.
The three teams,
any of those two teams that gets to play next weekend, mate? I don't know. Competition's that close. It's close here tonight. Could have gone either way at different stages. So I don't really know. But they're all worthy of it. They've beaten all the other teams in the comp when they get there tomorrow, Roosters and Melbourne, and I just wish them all the best. And
thanks, guys.
All right, that's it. Our thanks to Fox Sports News for providing that. Channel 500, home of the serve, 6 o'clock each night. Come on, I avoided that last week. No, Australia's number one TV debate show now.
I love watching you at the when you bring the newspapers out at night time too.
Yes, the early at 11 p.m.
Yeah.
Yes,
I like that.
Thank you. We have no voice left. This game was so exciting. One member of the team continuously broke wind. It was that exciting. I'm not going to give away
who. Where'd you eat goods on the way down?
Don't you dare throw him up. Don't you dare throw him up.
No, you know what? I've been a bit. My gas has been a bit rumbly today.
Evidently.
It shouldn't be anymore.
So I apologise to everyone in the box for the.
You got what? The bigger crime is that there was eucalyptus spray. You've done it again.
No, I didn't.
You've done it again.
I haven't.
The bigger crime is that there's been eucalyptus spray the whole night, and it's only just been brought out now because the people at the back have copped it. Well, anyway,
Dan, can we go?
We're all suffocated here. We are back tomorrow midday.
Great game. What
midday
game.
Is around when the Josh Papali charge will come out, if there is one. So make sure you've got it on Triple M NRL. We'll be on air at midday. Gerds and Tony and Wendell and Emma and the team. So you will hear it there on Triple M Footy. So make sure you're tuned in. AFL Grand Final, and then from 6. We're calling the big one tomorrow. That is the Roosters and the Melbourne Storm. So Canberra's waiting. It's already going to be a momentous grand final. Just we have to find out who they're going to play. Good job, MG.
Adios, amigo.
We'll hear you on the Rush Hour, 6 p.m. each weeknight here on Triple M. Ryan Girdle, I will see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, SCG. Dan.
Well Bye-bye. Done, Emma. Well done, the team behind the scenes. Becco as well. That was a hell of a night. As someone tweeted, that's why we love rugby league. Triple M rocks the footy. We're back to do it again tomorrow. Let's hope tomorrow is just as good for our friends at Seabus. Here are the highlights. Enjoy them, Raiders fans. First grand final in 25 years.
Seabus Super, with insurances that protect building and construction workers.
Back to Hodgson, 10 metres out, rolls in a kick, taken by Allen for South. Allen is forced back into the end goal, lost the ball, followed on by Croker. This might be a Raiders try. I think, is it a try? We'll find out off the referee. And it's a try.
He definitely gets it down.
So South's win the scrum. Yeah. Cook throws to the short left to Reynolds, runs to the line, short pass to Graham, gets it on the Walker. Walker for the line, ripped the ball out of his head. Hodgson, that'll be a line dropout, but Josh Hodgson has come up with one of the plays of the season, but he's down, he's injured, he's Walker, throws to Gagai, 2-on-2, Gagai, yes, Gagai gets there, South's hit back, Dane Gagai, and the Bunnies are back.
That was just too easy for the Rabbitohs.
Hodgson, he throws down to Louis, he's smashed. How did he hang on to it? Lawrence Atola. This is scintillating stuff. Emma Lawrence sideline.
Oh, this is absolutely incredible. The hits in this game.
And that ends a breathtaking first half. That had everything. It's 6-6. All right, here we go. 40 minutes to a grand final. As Kotrick plays the ball, here's Caesar with a high kick, floating, wobbling, tough. Up they go. Bounces back towards the Raiders. Kicked ahead by White. Picked up by White.
It comes off his knee, then his right foot.
Oh, that is the luckiest thing for White.
And then it comes to the pickup. He gets it cleanly there and grounds the
football. He grounds the ball and then goal. He got it. Caesar runs at the line, rolls in a kick. Not bad. But Dewey's got it. Now Dewey gets back into the field. Gets into the 10. And then he's smashed by Papali.
Wow.
And now Dewey's down.
He hasn't moved.
Yeah, so Adam Dewey has come off for an HIA. Oh, my goodness, what a huge story will be throughout the week. Josh Papali at the judiciary if the Raiders do make the GM.
Off to Cook at second receiver. Crabbing, running diagonally. And now, Dominola rips it out of his hands. Another steal. That's four for the Raiders tonight.
15 and a half to go.
Comes to Caesar. Caesar, his pass. Oh, there's an intercept. Support for Reynolds. Reynolds takes the tackle. Nikon Kokstad rips the ball out of his hands and it's a penalty. Now that could be 10. That could... Gone! Nikon Kokstad in the bid for 10. And the momentum has changed completely. A knock on a dummy half. Dewey, who's been so wonderful tonight, has put the ball down, getting up for a simple play of the ball. It's a Canberra scrum feed, 20 metres out. Thompson, he throws to the left to Caesar. Inside to Papali. Shakes off a... Papali has sent the Raiders surely to the grand final. Cook, he throws to the left. Walker, hurries the pass.
They're in!
Campbell Graham, he's over. 42 seconds to go. Ball on the tee. Here he comes. 10 for touch. Not a bad strike. John pulls it. 10 seconds remain. 10 seconds. One play to go 100 metres. Walker, a little tip and chase. Canberra back there. Murray kicks it ahead. But Canberra's still back there. Followed on by Simonson. It's over. Oh. It's over. Break out the line. Green milk. They're coming to the grand final. The Raiders have done it. A historic night in Canberra. Grand final drought is over. 25 years. But tonight it feels like it's been worth the wait. Canberra, last time premiers in 1994, will play next Sunday night at ANZ Stadium. 16-10.
For McDonald's, this is Triple M Footy.